All right, listeners, prepare to be entertained. Eric Bickle's entertainment page is happening right now as we speak. And it's sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. The entertainment page, of course, is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's a general manager. She'll set you up. The sales assistant. You'll be off and running. Of course, before you even get there, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website, bmwfairfax.com. Of course, when you get there, make sure you mention me. They'll treat you like an absolute rock star.
Speaking of entertainment and the state of Montana, which Chris Dorian was in over the summer.
Okay, yes.
My buddies are out there. My buddy owns a house in Montana as well.
Right.
And he was out there playing golf. He just met Justin Timberlake on the golf course.
Did he say JT was a good dude, or said was he a
normal,
douche?
Said he was a normal guy. Talked to him for 10 minutes.
Did he look like he had Lyme disease?
Yeah. He looked pretty normal.
Did JT tell him not to go into the woods and look for his balls?
And get a tick?
Stay away.
Did it look like he had small package? Remember, that also came out, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it, I don't know
I
if it's a waist-down picture.
Oh, yeah.
Does your buddy want
to No, it is a waist. It's a full picture.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Can I crash at your buddy's place? Is he cool with the DJ staying in his pad in Montana?
Yeah, would you ever go to Montana?
Sure.
Yeah. He always offers it.
It looks lovely out there.
Looks amazing.
I think that would be miserable.
Hey, speaking of vacation, we have a vacation update.
Oh, good.
JP. Oh, really?
Should we hold off on
that?
Are
we going to save that for later? Are we going to do it
no,
now?
No, I think we should do it now.
Yeah. It's kind of a
Is
it another JP crash
it's
out?
It's actually not JP.
Okay.
But the whole Flame family is getting in on it at this point.
All right.
They are at a place called Lake Garda.
Is it Isabella texting you?
Lake Garda.
Isabella? No, Kelsey. Well, I just DM'd her this morning, and I said if...
Update?
Yeah, any updates? She said it's been a great trip, and JP's just tense and stressed. Here's our current problem, though.
Okay.
We had a great boat day. Again, it's the afternoon there, so...
They're doing so many activities.
The car is a 10-minute walk away. We're planning to stop at a restaurant on the way back to the car. It's literally a straight path forward back to the car. But we stopped for lemonade right outside the boat. Dylan, who has a dead phone, refused to wait for anyone and immediately wanted to go back to the car to change. He said he would find us. He said it's a horrible idea, but he took the keys and left.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
they lost Dylan.
And got lost.
Now we're at a restaurant, 2 minutes from where the car is. We can't find him anywhere. Not at the car. Oh. He's nowhere to be seen. It's now been an hour.
Wow.
Dylan's been lost for an hour?
Dylan is lost at Lake Garda over an hour with a dead phone.
Wow.
Or a broken phone.
That's
all right,
not
so
great.
He needs to go somewhere and charge his phone.
What? How's he going to do that?
Remember, he cracked it. I don't know.
I don't know. He's got to go somewhere. He's got to get a charge. He's got to go into like a 7-Eleven or whatever they have over there.
Well, I know he's probably not going to eat whatever's on the menu at the restaurant, so it's not like he's missing any food.
Italian chicken fingers.
Oh, man.
Dylan's got some of his dad's stubbornness.
And you know Dylan, zero common sense or street smarts.
That's what Kelsey said.
Yeah, that's what she just said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if he's been gone for an hour, I mean
an hour's a long time.
I'd be freaking worried.
You should start worrying.
I mean, you're in another country.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
taken four.
So many tours.
He can handle himself, but he's going to have to somehow get his hands on a phone and call his freaking parents.
Well, why would he just go back to the car?
I don't know.
Where he said he was going.
Yeah.
And just wait there.
Well, he probably did, changed, and then he left. They got lost.
Maybe he's pounding back the car as we speak. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Something is happening every day over there with this family.
Drama-filled vacation.
That trip sounds like a freaking nightmare to me, man.
And it sounds expensive.
Definitely
really expensive.
Every time I open up my social media, there pops up the Flames on some wild excursion doing something.
Might be more expensive. You got to hire a search team to find your son.
It's got to be pricey. Hey,
price in a private investigator.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to send a freaking Geraldo over there.
I mean, Lake Guard, it does look nice. I'm looking it up right now on Twitter. But this
I'll
is as close
word.
As I'll ever get to it.
Yeah, I'll take your
Looking
word for
it. Looking at it on a computer screen.
All right, real quick, let's go to George in Fredericksburg. Hey, George, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, boys. First off, man, thank you all so much for the laugh at 6:30 in the morning. Y'all had me waking up everybody in my house that early in the morning, man.
With the smelling salts bit? You like that?
Best bit ever, dude. Best bit ever, bro.
Did you catch the video yet?
So, like I said, I watched it live, dude. Like, okay. Very good. So it was hilarious.
Hold on one second. Mike Maher, let everybody know how they can digest the video, where they can find it.
So if you want the full video, the full segment, that's on YouTube right now. And then the short clip of all of us and our reactions is on Instagram and Twitter at Junks Radio.
Excellent.
So first off, that needs to be issued out as a challenge to any and everyone that y'all want to. Y'all need to start something with that. And I know that Doring said he's not an addict, but he kind of sound a little high business.
Oh, yeah. He's done it about 1,000 times.
He sounds like he does it. I wonder if it even affects him.
I have to say, I think Drab's reaction was probably the most.
This is good. Jace's was good.
Nah. Bish Bucks was the most. Dude, I was in here geeked out at 6:30 in the morning. Legit, like my 9-year-old was looking at me like I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, it was the best bit ever, man. Best bit ever.
But glad you liked it. Glad you liked it.
With that being said, boys, what are you guys looking forward to most outside of health? What are you guys looking forward to most out of this preseason? I mean, I know it's just preseason, but what are you guys looking forward to most?
That's a good question.
You mean the preseason game number one or the entire preseason?
Whole
thing?
In general, for the whole
thing. All right, I want to see Amos for myself. But how sick would it be if we saw him make a pick?
That'd be nice.
I'd like to see. I want to see Jalen Lane returning kicks.
Yep.
I want to see Connerly protecting whoever's behind him.
I don't know how much Debo is going to play in the preseason, but I want to see him make a couple plays because I love that guy, and I think he's going to be huge for them. So,
My bad. Go ahead, dude.
No, I was going to say. I mean, there's a lot of things to look for. I want to see if Lattimore looks like a completely different player from last year. I agree on Amos. I mean, you want to see the rookies kind of make an impact. Bill? What about Bill? We want to see Bill and if he's going to run the ball, see how much he plays tomorrow. But I don't know. There's a lot of things to look forward to.
Well, my question is that in the same regard that if, you know, yesterday's practice helps Terry, if some of the receivers show out in preseason, does that hurt Terry in the same regard? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I would say that's possible on some level, but there's been no indication of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that so
much. No one's running the routes he's running, really, at his level, anyway.
You got you. Well, thanks, boys. I appreciate
that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, George. All right, there you go.
George entertained him nice and early.
Actually, a lot of amazing feedback so far on social media. It's rare. Very positive feedback.
That is rare.
Positive feedback on the junk smelling salts bit. All right. Seemed to work. All right, Cakes.
Yes.
So ESPN, we talked about it yesterday. They have now joined forces with the NFL. They've got the red zone package now. And now they're saying that even though other sports like the NHL have tried the red zone, the NBA does it, nothing really hits like football.
Seems like it, yeah.
That concept, ESPN planning
to
bring.
So I have a question. Again, this is a question. Do not attack me.
You're allowed to have a question here and not be attacked.
Am I allowed to ask a question here if I don't know the answer?
In this room, it's a safe space.
Okay, safe space. Good. If I have regular old ESPN through like my YouTube TV, do I now get Red Zone without paying an extra vig? Or do I have to pay extra for the Red Zone?
I used to have YouTube TV. Didn't it come with YouTube TV? Are you sure?
I'm 99% sure it did not.
I don't
know. Now you got the Maypops version on NFL Network, whatever that's called.
Right.
Which is good.
I think it's called Game Day.
Not the same.
It might be Game Day Central.
Something like
that.
But it's not the same as Red Zone.
Hits.
It's not the same as Red Zone.
Yeah.
My question is, will old Johnny Flakes be able to turn on ESPN and get Red Zone right in my living room for free?
I don't know the
answer. Does anybody have that answer?
Gravy's going to have to search
it. I think they're going to have to pay
for it. Ask Rock. Somebody going to ask Rock.
Ask Rock?
Yeah.
It says here in the story, ESPN will own broad rights to Red Zone, including the trademark, and continue to distribute the channel to pay TV operators.
Pay TV. Okay, so there you go.
All right, I pay for my TV, so.
I don't know what that means.
I think it comes as part of the package.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm just grasping.
You're right. I hope you're right.
I would think
that there's
a
reason.
But here's the deal. ESPN now, though, eyeing adding college football red zone to the Jason equation, which would make a lot of sense.
That's going to make his pants move.
That would make a lot of sense.
So hold on. They're thinking about doing it, or they are going to do that?
Well, I mean, I think that's
the plan.
They kind of already have it. They have a college football scoreboard. Mm-hmm. They're always rotating between games. They'll figure out a way to
brand it with the red zone, I'm sure.
More of our money.
Yeah. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Chris in Lorton. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Chris, what's up?
What's up, boys?
What's up, Chris?
Got a quick question for you about JP. And since he's not there to flame while I ask this question. Now, JP is always talking about, you know, playing soccer, playing basketball, going running, talking about every single injury he's ever had, surgery.
Right.
Almost like he's chasing some sort of athletic prowess that he didn't have when he was a child.
Correct.
What was his athletic ability like? And is this guy athletic, or is he just trying to chase down some sort of
I mean, he's an athletic guy. He's a competitive guy. His biggest trait is competitiveness. So he was always like the smallest guy and everything. Not the smallest, but he was always one of the smaller guys. You know, he's feisty. He's a good competitor, of course. He's a good soccer player. He's good. He plays high school soccer. He played high school baseball. He's a good athlete.
He's just a smaller guy. Makes fun of Cakes' height all the time. That's interesting.
He doesn't Jake make fun of Cakes' height. He doesn't make
he
fun
might
of
have
height.
Me by like a half inch, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. JP's biggest attribute and maybe is just maybe his negative is just his competitiveness.
I would say it's his flaming, but you know maybe it is flaming. Yeah, competitiveness.
Can you imagine being in Europe for 10 days with flame?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Long-time Junks listener, Chris from Lorton. Right. Big caps mark. Chris from Lorton.
Oh, he's a Caps guy.
Big Caps guy.
Oh, did you see the couple of Caps are selling their homes? Former Caps.
Oh,
TJ Oshie.
I saw that his is on the
market. Where's he going?
He's moving to Minnesota.
Oh, really? So you're not going to see him out of Golfdom anymore?
No. Nick Backstrom. He's going back to Sweden.
Right. Wow.
The houses are on the market.
Then Obi in a year or two, his house will be up.
Yeah. Probably.
I would assume.
He'll be gone.
Is
he taking his sandbag and handicap with him?
I know. He'll be doing that to people up in Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Valdez is very perturbed by this story. Little Tay, who I'm vaguely familiar with, some teen rapper, whatever.
Right. So it's female. Little Tay? It's not Lil Tay?
It's Lil.
Lil.
L-I-L. Lil.
Lil, okay.
Right, Lil Tay.
Yep.
Have no idea what she sings or anything.
Oh,
but,
it's a girl. All right.
She just turned 18. And right as she turned 18, right at the stroke of midnight, what'd she do, Cakes?
OnlyFans.
She opened her OnlyFans and made $1 million in the first day.
Wow, that's lucrative.
Made $1 million because all the pedo Pete's get out there, and that's what they do.
Mm, okay.
They love to sign up and see those 17-year-olds just turning 18.
Mm. Yeah, that's whatever. A weird bit,
did she show
way.
Anything?
I don't know. I'm assuming if you're on OnlyFans, the probability of showing something.
I can't believe I'm asking this, but can you play one of her tunes?
Does she have a hit? Does Lil Tay have a hit?
I want you to listen to Drab's theory about this.
Okay, I'd love to hear Drab's theory.
All right.
What is said theory?
Well, I don't know.
He's uncomfortable.
She signed up for OnlyFans at midnight.
It gets very uncomfortable.
Put out a leaked video or the videos and pictures at 12:01.
Mm-hmm.
When were they taken?
That's a great question.
No, I mean, I don't know. Somebody took it before. What's the point? The point is a photographer participating in that.
You're still taking.
You're still
when
looking
she's,
at under 18.
When she's 17.
It doesn't matter when it's uploaded. It was taken.
Okay, so you're saying
that's an area I don't want.
It was taken 2 weeks prior to her.
Could have been taken 10 minutes before. It doesn't matter.
That's a good point.
Okay, that's a loophole. That's a loophole. You could bust some guys on a loophole on that one.
I don't want to be. I'm not a part of that loophole.
Yeah, you don't want to be part of that. You want to be a million miles away from that loophole.
Right, right.
I don't think it was a live stream for OnlyFans.
Cody Shook saying he's got still shots of Jason reacting to the smelling salts. Most emotion we've seen from Jason in years. It is true.
I would agree with that. He had still shots of Lil Tay, and you don't want to admit that if
no,
you do.
No, you don't. So
you
anyway,
have them.
I guess, didn't you guys use your OnlyFans account for somebody that maybe used to work here or something? And it was
what?
Or I don't remember who it was.
Oh,
what?
No.
What, it was somebody that you had a connection to.
A former sup pup.
Okay, right. Yeah. But you were very disappointed in the.
It was a big tease.
Hey, my employees are branching out. It's Brett.
It was like PG-13 content.
No, yeah. It might have been PG.
Yeah. Might even have been PG.
It was a ripoff.
Wasn't
it? It was a bait and switch.
Bait and switch. That's terrible. And last but not least, we can do more later if you want. Of course, it is Open Line Thursday if you want to chime in. Diddy's lawyer, his lead attorney, Mark Agnifilo, did an interview that's going to air tomorrow, I guess, with CBS Mornings, where he says, yeah, when Diddy gets out, he's going to meet with his family. He's going to care for his mom, make sure she's straight. And then he's going to have a concert at Madison Square Garden.
Well, there's not going to be anybody there.
we'll see.
By the way, if I were his attorney, I would shorten my name to, you said his last name is like Agnifilo.
That's what it looks like to me.
I'd be like Mark Angelo. I'm gonna tighten up my last name because that last name is a mouthful.
Mark Agnifilo.
I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, not a good name.
All right,
it's kind of like John Oliver.
Yeah, mine at least rolls off the tongue a little bit better than Agnifilo. All right, don't forget, before we are done today, we're going to give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere at Pier 6 Pavilion. We'll give those away before the show is done.
You know, Valdez brought up a good point. I was saying during the break, you know, if you're a morning show of any integrity, like especially in the sports genre, if you like to touch on sports, you're doing smelling salts. I mean, frankly, I think Fox 5 and Channel 9, they all should be doing smelling.
They're like, missing the boat.
I mean,
it's
come just, on.
It's an easy segment.
It's an easy bit, right?
It's a great bit. It's a good visual bit.
Yeah. But and so we knocked it out. Everyone loves it, right? And I'm like, if you're a morning show of any, you know, you got any brains, you're
any
doing smelling salts.
Whatsoever.
And then Valdez is like, yeah, but the problem is they don't have it. We were just lucky that we have an addict like Mike Marr that he noticed that they're in the first aid kit.
Right.
Like a year ago, and he's been drooling over them.
He's probably been stealing them.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they would have to order it like CD. It said on Amazon, overnight delivery. Right.
Yeah.
And just
so
get it in
that's
there.
Why you're not seeing a bunch of viral
like
clips.
Boomer and Geo doing it because you gotta order it.
I mean, freaking like everybody should be doing smelling salts.
I still
today.
Don't understand
it's an easy
why,
hit. Why, is it easy? Right?
Why aren't they readily available at like a CVS or Walgreens? I don't understand why like they're so like verboten. Like they're Sudafed. You have to keep them behind. You have to keep them behind like a paywall or you have to order them online.
So when I went to CVS and Walgreens looking for them last year, I pulled aside like the manager or someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you guys have them? I can't find them. And they're like, no, like, you know, people abuse them. So that's why we don't sell them.
Oh.
And I was like, that's definitely not what I'm doing.
Yeah, right. It's actually exactly what I'm doing.
I'm seriously wondering if I should give it to my youngest. Kate's got to take their SATs. Should I give it to her to lock in for the SAT?
It's probably not the worst
like
idea.
Right before the verbal, boom. Right before the math, boom.
And put it in the bottle so it lasts.
Yeah. Say you're taking some Advil.
The proctor's staring at you as you're huffing smelling salts.
That's the tip of the day. I didn't realize you could put it in a jar and put a lid on it.
And it'll stay strong.
And it'll still be potent.
One of the reasons they may not be really available is that there's just not a demand for them because back in the day you would want, I guess the process was to wake someone up who fainted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you no longer do that. You just wait for them to wake up.
So maybe that many companies make them
so
anymore.
So you just wait for them to come to now?
They said that they don't really put them in first aid kits anymore. That's rare.
Uh-huh.
You just wait for them to wake up naturally.
So now only like just weird adrenaline freaks are using them.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically.
Well, basically, so. Everybody lives at Mike Marr's address.
Honestly, chalet. It could be a lifesaver, though, for guys like us. Like, I know I fall asleep driving home. All the time.
You might want to invest.
I
should just have micro falling asleep.
Man, that's dangerous.
Micro naps.
Hey, micro nap.
Take this home with you.
Yeah.
It's got the little hit. Because why wouldn't I? You gotta stay awake.
I think every time you get in your car,
idea.
If you,
you
are
just take a hit.
You just take one.
Yeah.
Well, that might be the perfect thing to start off my drive to South Carolina. Take one. I'm gonna be up for hours.
The family smelling salt.
The problem is I'm not sure how long it lasts.
Everybody else can sleep. I can just do the hit and I'm good.
What is it actually? Is it like ammonia?
Yeah,
or something?
It's ammonia, right?
So like, what is ammonia?
Isn't it? It's
like an alcohol or something?
No, it's like a compound where you mix elements together.
I'm gonna
creates
say it's
ammonia.
Some sort of cleaner. Okay. It's like a cleaning agent. I don't know.
All right.
But that.
Hey, wait till tomorrow when we all drop acid at 6:45.
That's next. That's on a Friday,
It's nitrogen and hydrogen with a formula NH3, whatever that means.
Yeah, compound.
Okay. Yeah, it's a compound, right. It's a bunch of chemicals.
All right, Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Of course, you can check out the full video on YouTube. We've got clips up, I think, on Instagram and on Twitter.
What can you not combine with bleach? Isn't like if you combine like ammonia and bleach, you can just like
blow up the house.
Either blow something up, or you're just
kidding,
or you're gonna ingest it and it might kill you.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Like if you combine like ammonia, I think it might be bleach or some other common like household item, and you do it by accident, you might just walk into the room and fall over.
Well, that's bad.
You're just dead.
Dude, I bleach a lot. I have a lot of like all white stuff. I bleach all the time. Well, I just bleach all the time.
That's fine, but just don't do it while you're doing smelling salts, or you might die.
Yeah, don't mix it together in
that's
formaldehyde
my
jar.
Tip of the day for you.
Right. That's a good tip.
It's a solid tip.
Let's go to Paul in Stafford. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Paul, what's up?
What's up, boys? Hey, the reason they're banning these and keeping them so closely guarded is if you frequently use them, you can burn the inside of your nose. It's ammonia.
Mm.
And it can also lead to respiratory issues and lack of concentration and all types of other crap.
Mm-hmm.
So, and definitely don't mix bleach with anything. That includes household soaps and everything else.
So no,
mixing ammonia and bleach, I just looked up, extremely dangerous, can lead to severe health issues. When combined, they produce toxic vapors, primarily chloramine gas, which can cause respiratory problems, irritation, and even, death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look out.
You know, way to be a wet blanket. We're having fun.
I'm just telling you, not to mix it with a big bottle of Clorox.
Just don't mix it with rubbing alcohol.
Then you're going to be good.
Or anything.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Never be too careful about these.
But that's just if you mix it with the bleach or whatever.
Correct.
If you just do the regular old.
You just do the smelling salts on their own.
He was trying to rain on everyone's parade, saying if you do it too often,
you're going
to
die.
Well, Meg is listening. Meg is home till October, right? And then she moves to New York full time. She's listening, and she said, I'm kind of surprised. This shows you how naive I am as a dad. She said, smelling salts were popular in high school. People would open a bunch, put them in a big Ziploc bag, and carry them around.
Yeah, Mike Marr. Really? In high school.
Now, I doubt a lot of the girls were doing this. I doubt. Yeah,
that sounds like a guy
this
thing.
This sounds
to do.
Like what the boys were doing.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, we'd rip them in the locker room before a football game. But right. Not like, I'm on my way to math class.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you, Stevie had a teammate for sure that did it before every game. But
I mean, George Kittle, he's been taking them for damn near a decade, and I mean, he's all pro, so
He looks good too, boy.
Yeah, he's also an animal. Yeah.
Like what an animal he is. All right, let's go to Pete in D.C. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Pete, what's up, man? You're on with the Chucks.
Hey, guys. Loving the J.P. Joning and the Agent Orange recipes.
Yeah.
Hey, Bish, this is for you, man. I've been meaning to call for years now. I'm finally going to make it happen. I want to mirror your college football survivor pool format, but with all this conference realignment, I need some details of how you go about it.
All right, well, this is what I do, okay? It's called the Power Four Conference Survivor Pool. So you have to pick a team from each of the Power Four conferences each week. Can't use them twice, right? And whoever has the most conferences still available or still alive at the end of the year wins the pool.
What do you do with conferences that have 16 teams? Do they have to pick 2 1 week or something?
Well,
I
did amend the rules for week one. I make people pick two teams from at least one of the conferences. So, yeah, just for week one. But it's hard, man. Even though there's realignment and there's a ton of teams, it's still hard to pick these games. I think last year the winner had two conferences left. Everyone else either had one or they were dead.
I was not the winner. I didn't make it to the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you picked.
This is important stuff. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, it is really important. It's very groundbreaking.
I already got like 42 guys in it.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Good.
I think the pot last year was near $5,000.
Mm, good one. That's right. Kind of tasty.
Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Kelly. Hey, Kelly, you're over the Junkies.
Hey, how you guys doing? So I don't know if this is a common thing or not, but they gave me smelling salt during my vasectomy.
What?
Really?
And so I don't know if anybody's had it, but
Cakes
the right side, when they did the right side, I guess I was cool with it and I could handle the pain. But when they did the left side, I don't know why, it was a lot more painful. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden they had it ready. They hit me with the smelling salt,
really?
And it like kind of like, I mean, I guess it like shocked me back to life.
This guy's no pain tolerance.
Like, man, it was crazy.
Well, hold on. Would they want you that away? Who cares? Like, if you're kind of,
maybe he was about to pass out or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I must have looked pretty rough, but that's the only.
This is a true story. All right, thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you. When my second child was born, mm-hmm. Meg, okay? My mother-in-law was in there with us, right? And the doctor's doing their thing. And we noticed at the very end, like, I was going to cut the cord, you know, like the dad's. I don't, do they even still do that anymore where your dad?
I don't, I've never done it.
You've always had a never C-section.
Done. No idea.
But if you went old school, you know, down the old chute.
I cut the cable cord. Finished, they are.
You would cut the cord. And so I'm ready to cut the cord like I did with my son. And all of a sudden, the doctor steps in and he goes, no, I'm going to take it from here, because he noticed that the umbilical cord was wrapped around her neck, which right. probably happens, I don't know, 10% of the time, 20%, whatever, a certain
right.
percentage of times.
Right.
And so he's like, yeah.
I'm sure they're very used to it.
They're used to it, but let me handle it from here. So I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling too big a deal about it. Then my mother-in-law, she's watching, right? And I'm kind of a little tense. It's like kind of a tense moment. Mm-hmm. Why the baby's coming out, cord wrapped around the neck. My mother-in-law goes, how come she's not crying? How come the baby's not crying? You know, she starts freaking out. How come the baby's not crying? And I go, how come the baby's not crying? Why, how come the baby's not crying? Next thing you know,
you start freaking out. Yeah, you passed out.
I basically started to pass out, literally starting to go. The doctor noticed. He goes, get on the floor, stupid. And I immediately had to get on the floor. And I'm literally splayed out. I think I'm wearing like a Troy Aikman jersey.
On the hospital
on the
room floor.
You look like Troy Aikman.
You're wearing a Troy Aikman.
It's 2002,
why?
Bro.
Why are you wearing a Troy Aikman jersey? You're a Commanders fan.
You're Skins fandom. No, you can't wear.
It was the UCLA. It was the UCLA.
Yeah, but still can't.
Okay,
still.
Sorry. Yeah, it was a cool jersey. I had it. I was wearing my Canadian, what do they call it? Canadian thing. I was wearing like a. I had all jeans everywhere. Jean
Canadian tux.
A jean tux.
You're doing a Canadian tux with a Troy Aikman jersey as
underneath.
The base?
It was a popped with the
Who
jeans.
Who wears jerseys in a hospital room?
It was 2002.
I know, but that's just weird.
Rob Hartsburg.
Yeah, that's weird.
But dude, were you Jay-Z?
Yes. Yeah, 2000, and I passed out on the floor. I should have had the smelling salts.
You needed them at that point.
Would you ever wear a Sidney Crosby jersey?
Dude, never. What college jerseys?
Never in a billion years.
What college jerseys did you have?
I had Ray Lewis as the biggest jersey ever. I said, I have to get rid of this. I can't keep this in my closet.
Yeah.
I think that was the only one.
Oh, I had
the rest
ton.
Were pro silly.
I had Ray Lewis's college.
Barry Sanders, Okie State.
I had Barry Sanders College. I had Brian Urlacher's college.
Yeah, you had a lot.
I had Troy Aikman's college. I just got tired.
I think
you still
I had a
have
few more.
All those, or have you gotten rid of them?
I wouldn't.
I still have them. If people want to buy them, hit me up.
I wouldn't wear a Troy Polamalu USC jersey.
It was a cool jersey. I got
signed. And I have an update. Nobody wants to buy those jerseys
you
in 2025.
They're game worn. I wore them game to work.
They are game worn. It might be worth a couple more bucks.
They're game worn. I wore them to work.
Oh, man. Those should be at the end of your driveway with a free sign on them just so people will pick them up.
No, they're like authentics.
All right, when we come
someone
back,
would buy one of those.
I know they would. Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not selling them my Ray Lewis one. That Miami jersey is fire. No chance I sell that.
I know you're not selling it because nobody on the planet would buy it.
I might not even sell the Barry Sanders one because that Oklahoma State one's ridiculous,
all right,
too.
When we come
it's
back,
in a frame in my basement.
We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere. Keep listening for your chance to win. All right, Drabby, do we have a Dylan Flame MIA update? We got the update about 45 minutes ago, maybe an hour ago, that the European vacation that continues for the Flame family. Dylan wandered off from the rest of the family, wanted to go back to the car to change his clothes. His phone is dead. He departs, hasn't been seen for at least an hour. Any update?
I think it's we're way past an hour. I think we're getting close to 2 hours of Dylan Flame still being gone and missing in Lake Garda, Italy.
Wow. I mean, that's...
JP is stewing by himself at the restaurant.
Why?
Because they're
his
stuck
there.
They can't leave.
Oh, okay.
The right. Women are out shopping.
So they're not worried.
And JP is sitting there eating all of Dylan's pizza.
But well, I don't understand. How can he?
So they're stranded.
They're stranded. I mean,
they're stranded. But where's their son?
Well, they have to wait for him to come back.
From
they,
where?
Well, wherever
somewhere
he wandered
in the town.
Off to.
The problem is,
or
is,
the trunk he was stuffed into. I don't know.
The problem is that he doesn't know where they are.
Well, didn't they all know that they were supposed to head to the restaurant? Like that's the rally point, or maybe Dylan doesn't know that. He doesn't know.
She
where
said
to
it
meet.
Was very clear. It's a straight path, impossible to get lost. But Dylan somehow got lost. He's not at the car. He's not at the restaurant.
I mean, that's not great when you're one of your kids goes missing for 2 hours.
I would be freaking out. The last thing I'd be doing is eating pizza. If my daughter was lost in freaking Italy.
I mean, it is Italian pizza. It's probably pretty good.
I would have zero appetite.
Probably pretty solid.
Man, I just don't. I don't get it.
Hey, this is almost like a White Lotus episode.
Yeah, it is. Is Sydney Sweeney on the vacation? Is she there with her good jeans?
She's not in White Lotus, is she?
She's in the first season.
Oh, she was.
Yes, yeah. When Drav discovered her. Out of like
how come they didn't bring her back for like the next season?
They do a whole new cast.
Yeah, oh, every cast, time every it's year. All new. Uh-huh. Okay, so. It's like Love Island. All
yeah,
new
David
people.
Bernad's a genius. Former Junk's intern.
Wonder where that dummy could have gone. Where could he go?
You talking about Dylan Flame?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They'll find. I'm sure they'll find.
It's an international.
I just like the idea of JP stewing. Just so angry sitting there at the restaurant by himself.
eating
more pizza.
Somebody call Interpol. Get them on the case.
Did they have some big excursion planned today? Like, were they supposed to be bungee jumping?
Yeah, they might have to cancel skydiving.
They're going to be on a gondola searching for Dylan
Flame.
Well,
if they do bungee jump, the higher you get, the more vantage point you have to find them.
Right, exactly. Let's go to Jay. Jay, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey there.
Jay.
How y'all doing?
What's up,
Jay?
Doing great. What's up with you?
J-Bone.
What's up, man? Just wanted to tell you guys a quick story about the smelling salt stuff. So my brother was a lax bro at the Naval Academy, and a bunch of his guys went out to San Diego and graduated from Buds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they had a super, super tight group of guys. Anyway.
By the way, Buds is for Navy SEALs,
right.
For those that don't know. Like,
right.
Badasses.
Right.
Yeah. Badass dudes. And me and my buddies went over to the West Coast to enjoy the celebration and just honor my brother and his graduation. And we went out to party the night of their graduation. And, they broke out the smelling salts, man. Those guys would use it to keep the party going, basically, like instead of Coke.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, I was telling EB during the break, like the smelling salt, they hit you in the moment, but
they don't really last.
I feel drained right now.
I feel
like I did when I walked in.
You're just as tired.
Now I'm not saying I want another hit, but I'm just telling you they're not long lasting.
That's why Kittle does it before every freaking series.
Yes, I can see that reasoning.
It definitely works too. I think one of his boys saw me fading out at one point in the night, and in typical SEAL fashion, he popped out of the shadows on me with some smelling salt and said, "Take a hit of that, Jay," and got me through another two or three beers. So
yeah, I mean,
it's an effective tool.
I mean, you know, the junks, and Navy SEALs were kindred spirits.
We have something in common.
We have a lot
like
in common
it.
With the guys kindred who raided spirit. Bin Laden's compound back in the day.
Oh, I'm sure. But you know who has access to it? The U.S. government. They have no problem getting that stuff. So
oh,
if you know
yeah,
it's deal,
sure.
You can get yourself some smelling salt.
Right, not a problem.
All right.
All right, thank you, Jay.
Give those guys whatever they need. Whatever tools they need to do the jobs that they do.
Correct.
Because that's a very difficult job.
Probably the most difficult.
Please give them every tool that they need.
I have no idea. I'm literally, I just have no idea. When guys do blow, how long does that last? Hours?
I have no idea. I think it depends on how much blow you do. Yeah.
Does that last hours? Mar, I'm sure some of your friends have all done all that.
No, I don't surround myself with that type of stuff.
Yeah, he's a wholesome, clean liver. He only does a million zins and smelling salts
every 20
minutes.
Could you do zins and smelling salts?
Yeah, I was doing it earlier.
That's what you did it in the video. No.
At 9 o'clock before the EP, Valdez and I looked at each other and we said, you know, round two.
Right.
And we put it in a don't sleep bottle.
Right. Saw that, yeah. It's still
and then at that
there.
Time, that's when
did
I parlayed.
Did you pound the don't sleep first?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to be bouncing off the walls
so
all day.
So you're going 100 miles an hour. All right. So you had the Zen. Did it have a different impact when you had the Zen?
Well, no, it kind of motivated me to take a Zen. Like, so I didn't have one in, and then I, you know, shot the smelling salt, and then I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I need a Zen right now.
It's the next step.
And then I had the coffee. I mean, there's a chance my heart explodes in the next 4 minutes before the show's over.
You might want to pump the brakes a little bit heading into the weekend.
Right.
Just a tad.
By the way, just getting back to Dylan, Mark is hitting me up on Twitter, and he says, drinking age for beer and wine in Europe, 16. Uh-huh. He might just be chilling by himself at some bar.
Well, that's what I told Drab. I said there's a possibility he wanted to get in a little mischief.
I doubt. Honestly, I doubt that.
He doesn't seem like that type of kid.
That kind of kid, but I could see him just bailing and just saying, well, I'll wait for him by the car at this bar.
Meanwhile, JP's eating all the pizza back in the restaurant.
Right.
All of the pizza.
They just can't believe the way the vacation is unfolding.
And when they say red light areas, so what was that, like sex shows and that kind of thing?
The seedy part of it.
So we have
the
like
red light
naked
district.
Chicks in the windows and all that. Yeah.
Could have found a glory.
You don't want to find those.
I know that's your dream, Valdez.
Definitely don't want to find those.
No one's ever brought up glory more than you. Like, literally.
You and Jared Jones.
I know you have a fantasy about glory. I know that.
Yeah, we're not talking
about the movie. What? Your face is giving it away. Your face is giving. Is that your fantasy? Is that your number one fantasy?
Knock three times.
That's a horrible genre.
Yeah.
I mean, don't go down that wormhole.
Oh, I've been there. Believe me. I've been there.
So, sorry for the pun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes these things happen.
If JP got lost, it'd be easy to find. Just be like, hey, where's the guy in the Surfside sweatshirt? Yeah.
Nice. Well done. Did Drab write that joke for you?
No, that's a smelling salt. It's triggering my brain.
Is that what it is?
Hey, we might have to do these every day.
It's pretty
good. Do you think your zings would be quicker? I mean, you're pretty quick as it is. I don't think you need it.
Feel like sharper.
Yeah. I don't think you need it.
All right. We're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to Cypress Hill, an Atmosphere, Dank Days of Summer Tour with Lupe Fiasco and The Far Side. The date of the show, Friday, August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. But you call now, you win your tickets instead of paying for them, which is always better. It's always good to get freebies, which Junks are big fans
of. All right, Jason, it's not supposed to rain today, is it?
I don't believe so.
Are we supposed to? It's going to be okay?
I think so.
And it's supposed to get warmer as we get closer to the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be back to mid-90s next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're not done with the 90s.
We're definitely not done with the
90s. I mean, we're approaching mid-August. It's always a steam bath at this time of year, generally here at D.C.
Mr. Valdez, have a safe trip. You're in a three-day weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm telling you, this guy keeps track of everybody's vacation.
He does. He's a genius.
He's unbelievable.
I'm calling out salts tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.